The chastened shrew babe nodded vigorously. The trio lay to one side of the ditch curve under a blanket of dead vegetation. Two brown rats came wandering up the middle of the stream bed. Maudie tried to breathe quietly as they drew close to the hiding place. Both rats carried spears, which they used to search the dead leaves with, jabbing the points wherever they fancied. Shtuck! An iron spear point almost grazed Maudie's ear as it buried itself in the loam. Grunthank Hurdley gestured irately to his litter bearers as they carried him close to the dry stream bed.
Down! Put nothing down, blockhead! Do you want to tip me into that ditch? Ain't I injured enough?
The weary bearers placed the litter down gently. In the stream bed, one of the brown rats was raising his spear for a thrust, which if it landed would have pierced Lug Lug's stomach. Curdley glared irately at the pair.
What do you think you two are doing down there?
The vermin halted his spear in mid-thrust.
Looking for your shoes in that punching rabbit, boss.
The brown rat chieftain shook his head in disbelief.
Pray tell me, did you see him anyway?
The rat let his spear point droop uselessly.
No, boss.
Dried mud cracked from their leader's blistered features as he bellowed at the hapless pair.
Then stop fooling about and get up here! Go and do something useful. Find me some eggs and boil them up before I perish from hunger, you numb-brained nincompoops!
The two brown rats scrambled to obey Gruntan. Maudie breathed quietly to Lug Lug.
Good grief, mate. That was a lucky break.
The Gowsim chieftain snorted softly.
A lucky break, you say? Lying no more than a log boat's length from that evil monster, surrounded by a horde of vermin? You don't mind me asking, miss, but do you call that lucky?
Aware of the importance of quietness, Yick whispered.
What's a punching rabbit, miss? The rat called you a punching rabbit.
Maudie glared at Yick.
Don't annoy me, cheeky nose, or I may be jolly well tempted to show you.
The shrew babe wrinkled his nose instantly.
You punch me and I'll bite it again.
Lug Lug placed a paw across the shrew babe's mouth. He whispered urgently as he saw Maudie's paw clench.
Don't you dare strike a babe. Shame on you.
Like lightning, the hair maid's paw shot between Lug Lug and Yick. She had heard the leaves rustle and glimpsed the flat-scaled head rearing behind the shrews. In seasons to come, the Hon Maud Mugsbury Throttle, known to her regimental comrades as Mad Maudie, would recall that she had gained the distinction of knocking a snake out cold with one punch that day. And what a punch it was! A sharp straight right which hit the reptile's snout like a flying boulder. The snake's eyes immediately clouded over, the coils relaxed, and it lay amid the loam, like a wet piece of string. Lug Lug tightened his hold on Yick's mouth. He stared in awe at the snake.
Seasons of slaughter! Where did that thing come from?
Maudie blew on her paw, watching the opposite bank top with relief. The brief incident had gone unnoticed by Curdley and his vermin, who were painfully occupied in cracking off the mud, which pulled the stings out as it was removed. The hermaid turned her attention back to the unconscious reptile.
I say, quite a good-sized brute, don't you think?
Lug Lug inched away from the snake, his eyes tightly shut.
I wonder why I never smelled it. I can always smell adders, long afore I sees them.
Maudie lifted the snake's head, inspected it, and let it flop back down.
You couldn't smell it because it ain't an adder, old scout. It's a bally grass snake, and a bloomin' whopper of a beast if ever I saw one.
Lug Lug nodded agreement, adding,
It's big enough to swallow little Yick in one go.
Reaching out carefully, Maudie broke off several strands of hedge parsley growing nearby. Plaiting them together, she fashioned a tough piece of halter.
Indeed, this brute most likely had friend Yick firmly on today's luncheon menu. Good job I got the old straight right in first. What?
She began tying the snake's mouth tight with the tough parsley strands, knotting it securely. Summoning up his courage, Yick struck the snake's snout with a small chubby paw, scowling at it.
Yick hit you just like a punching rabbit.
Maudie corrected him indignantly.
Now, just a moment, young fellow, me shrew. There's no such thing as a punching rabbit. I am what is known as a boxing hare, you little curmudgeon.
The shrew babe waved a clenched paw under Maudie's nose.
And I not a little a mudgeon. I be a yick.
Lug Lug ducked his head into the loam.
And you're both a pair of noisy nuisances, because I think the vermin's heard you, and they're coming over here to take a look.